Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha.
And this is Kicks and Giggles.
We're back, baby, for a little bit.
Yes, we had promised to come back and we did. We had a couple of things we wanted to talk about that we never got a chance to cover in all of the mania of the Olympics,
Yes.
especially because I was very easily distracted when I was there. And yeah, so we just thought we'd put together a last, maybe not a last episode, but an episode of things that we wanted to talk about.
Yep.
Martha, do you want to kick us off? Also, wait, we
Yes.
should say we have actually seen each other in person since we
Yes, we
last
have.
recorded. Yes. And actually, the first thing we're going to talk about is information we learned when we were together. We thought about recording when we were together, but then we realized we were having too much fun doing things.
That is true. That is true. But we did learn new information when we went to the Gotham game. They played against the Portland Thorns and Gotham won.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
And they also celebrated all the Olympians that showed up. So at that game, we actually learned that in the NWSL, 11 out of the 12 teams had NWSL players on them. The only one that didn't is Spain. And that's because, well, that's not because, but most of the Spanish team is Barcelona, which they play in Spain. So, actually, I don't know who on the Spanish team plays somewhere else. No. Jenny Hermoso plays in Mexico.
Yeah, there's like five people out of the 22, I think, that play somewhere else. And like two of them play in England, two of them play in Mexico. And I don't remember where the fifth one would play.
Yeah. But 11 out of the 12 teams had players in or have players in the NWSL. And of course, the countries from most to least are the United States had 19, Canada 11, Brazil 7, Nigeria 5, Australia 4, New Zealand 3, Colombia 2, France 2, Germany 2, Zambia 2, Japan 1, and of course Spain didn't have any. But that's a lot of NWSL players.
Yeah, I was actually, it was so funny because I was like, God, Spain's so snobby. And then I was like, oh, actually, the US is so snobby because we 19 of our 22 play in country.
Yes.
I mean, also, it's because it's like the best league in the world. I mean, you can argue, and I think we should, about like people filling up stadiums in England versus in the US. But I don't
Yes.
know. So says I.
I did. I mean, this is not Olympics, but I did like that. I'm seeing more games from a lot of at least English teams coming to play teams from the NWSL. So that it's kind of two different playing styles coming together. And I think that both teams could learn a lot from each other, or at least the playing styles. So even though I again, like Chelsea won.
Yeah, but okay. Let's not over-index on that one game. First of all, let's just be okay. Martha's talking about when, right after the Olympics, Chelsea FC played my NWSL team, Gotham FC, and Chelsea won. Now, a couple of things. One, not all the players are back from the Olympics. Two, England didn't even make it to the Olympics, so all their players are just like insanely well rested. And not having just played an insanely grueling tournament. I mean, not everyone on Chelsea is from England, but like, come on, come on.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of the players on Chelsea, many of them didn't play in the Olympics, did
Yeah,
they?
and not
Or
many,
they
but certainly plenty.
plenty. Yeah, so they did have enough rest. Okay.
I'm
Just
just
saying.
saying, we don't know how it would go.
Yeah.
Were it to be at a different time, is all. Anyway, there's a lot going on. Don't you dare say that Chelsea definitely would have beaten Gotham. That was not an equal fight, is my only point.
Okay. I mean, they beat them this time.
Correct. With many people missing, Lynn's still injured. Like, I'm not having this. Anyway, okay, let's move on. Something that I wanted to talk about a lot during the Olympics was the total amount of Americans in the tournament. I got really obsessed with this last year during the World Cup because I think I ended up finding that the United States outside of the U.S. national team could have fielded nearly three additional teams with the amount of Americans playing. This all came up because of the Philippines national team, which was the first time that the Philippines had made it to any World Cup, men's or women's. And like something like 19 players were American girls of Filipina descent. And so I was really just fascinated by how many people, because I think, you know, it's not normal in the soccer world for Americans to dominate. And so it was just very exciting to do the math. And so last summer, whenever I'd be in a meeting that was boring or had some time on my hands, I'd like click into a roster and just see where everyone had been born and like gone to high school. And so I wanted to do it again this year just to see, you know, how many American teams there could have been. And the truth is not that many. I was actually really surprised when I looked into it because, there's not even a second full team of Americans there, which is great. Really means good things for the game. I also think that to some extent, because I was thinking a lot about this, the World Cup, Women's World Cup expansion meant that a bunch of,
yes.
Yeah, a lot of teams that didn't necessarily have robust soccer programs yet, suddenly had an opportunity to play. And like all these young women who've grown up here playing soccer and very good at soccer sort of went back to the countries that their parents or their grandparents came from and were able to play, which I think is great. And again, the first time the Philippines made the World Cup. So like, hopefully now there's like this soccer fandom and I'm really into it. So, but I do want to go through it. So, there were a bunch of teams that didn't have any Americans on it, which is weird. And those were Australia, France, Germany, Japan, Spain, and Zambia. Nigeria had the most with four Americans. Canada had three, which was fascinating to me because I like Canadians playing in the NWSL made a lot of sense to me because it's just over. They don't have a women's league. It's just over the border. But like, I don't think of there being a lot of Canadian U.S. dual citizens. So it was just really fascinating. Brazil has one. She's from New Jersey. Colombia has one. And New Zealand had one. Ali Riley, who was their captain, who ended up not playing because of injury, which is super tragic because I think Ali Riley is great. And so just like a quick note there about the counts, I like tried to keep it consistent. Where like if they showed up, if they were the roster that showed up in France, I counted them. But the Wikipedias themselves weren't consistent the way that they were categorized. So I may have missed somebody or added in someone. I think I didn't. But if these numbers seem slightly off to you and you're a huge fan of Nigeria, I'm sorry. For example.
Let us know. Email us.
Yeah, email us. Also, one note, the United States had 22 people from the United States. Weird. but I was actually really interested to see that everyone was born in the U.S. because Kat Macario, who originally was supposed to be on the team, was born in Brazil. But unfortunately, she was sidelined by injury before they left for France, which is why my girl Lynn was promoted and, you know, made the team fully born in the U.S. So I don't know. We'll see going forward because that is not true on the men's team, the U.S. men's team. There's a lot of dual nationals there. So
yes,
I'm just going to keep an eye on it going forward. I think that's all I had to say about that. It's possible I have more because I really was obsessed with this last summer and probably will be for years to come.
I I honestly think that we'll see something, we'll see bigger numbers for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Within that count, we actually touched on two players who were out on injury, which got us into thinking about injury during the Olympics for soccer, especially because you play, like you have a play, a date that you play, then you have 2 days rest, then you play again. And a lot of the matches were pretty long. Like some went into overtime, they got to penalties. So it was a lot of minutes on the field. And recovery is super important.
In all
But when you don't,
sports.
in all sports, but if you have 2 days and then you have to play 100 minutes, it's hard on the body.
Yeah. One of our listeners slash friends made the point to us being like, like the level of intensity is this hard for everybody who goes into the Olympics. And I thought about it a lot because, like, obviously that's true. Like, you only need to look at like Carrie Shrug. Shrug? Shrug? Strug. Carrie Strug. I can't say that. Wow. The New Jersey in me is coming out because I cannot say Strug without a sh. Carrie Strug. Ugh. Carrie Strug.
Drug.
Carrie Strug. I said it. Anyway, one need only look at her to see about the intensity that you go through, for example, in gymnastics. But I do think soccer is different, Martha, right? Because, like, to your point, there's those additional, like, you just don't have recovery time between games.
Yeah, you don't have recovery time between games. It's throughout all the Olympics, depending on. So I would say gymnastics is really high impact in a short period of time, but also you compete in a shorter period of time. So you have like a day when you're doing, a minute routine or less. So you are doing high impact for a minute when you're on the field, especially if you are a four, like depending on the pace of the game, there's a lot of high impact for a longer time.
Yeah, definitely.
And gymnastics, again, like gymnastics, you see a lot of ACL injuries too, because again, those very high jumps do have like play a hard impact on your knees and on your joints. But after the gymnastics, like that usually happens in the first week, and you don't see gymnasts like going back and competing for some other league right afterwards.
Yeah, this is the other thing, because I think, for example, swimmers like compete a bunch and runners in different events and, from 100 meters to marathon length, relays, et cetera. And so even the people who, I mean, runners are probably actually a better, not that swimming isn't, incredibly difficult, but to your point about impact, I think you've made a good point about the knees being impacted. But it's not like a lot of those people are going back or coming from a league where they compete regularly. Not that college kids aren't going back to play on their teams for whatever, but in women's soccer in particular, because it is not the amateur tournament that the men, for example, have, these people are professional soccer players who have been playing for their club's teams up until the moment that they play friendlies right before, like, warm-up matches for the actual tournament. Play the tournament and then go back and play Chelsea if you're Ann Katrin Berger, or wait for an additional week and then play against Portland if you're other Olympians on Gotham. It's
Yeah.
just, there's no, it's not that there's no break at all, because obviously, if you weren't on Germany, Spain, the US, or Brazil, you got like a little bit of a break, but not that much, and you're back to your job. So I think there's like a lot. That's why we talked about it so much at the beginning. And then, yeah, we saw it, right? Like, I mean, Kat and Allie were before the tournament started, but like Tierna was out for a bunch of
Yeah.
games.
And I mean, Lynn's out right now.
Right. And like Rose didn't play in the game against the Thorns.
I don't know. Maybe something, maybe something similar is happening with basketball. I'm not sure, like,
Yes.
how much time those players had to recover before they had to come back to the league.
Yeah, they had their like all-star break right beforehand because they did like the all-star team this year. I don't know if it's usually East and West or how they do it in the WNBA, but it was like all-stars versus the Olympians. And so like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese versus, the ladies who actually went to Paris. And then they did do, just like in soccer, a couple of exhibition games. Now, basketball is a shorter game and a much shorter court. And so they do it in any normal season. It's not unusual to see basketball teams play three games in a week. So I think it's comparable because of the professional nature of it, but in the regular leagues, there is more basketball able to be played than soccer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of running. I certainly can't do it. Couldn't do it
I
even when I
can't.
played soccer.
I couldn't either. Hey, I'm a defender. I did have to run, but I also just kicked it forward when I could.
Yeah. It's like the best part of being a defender. Anyway, so that was what we wanted to just sort of talk about. But also, we want to say we thought about it a lot, chatted about it a bunch, about what's next for the podcast. And we agreed, right, Martha, that we're going to do a similar situation for the NWSL playoffs. It will not be obviously as intense as the Olympics. And I think it probably is the eight teams. So it's like slightly shorter, but like slightly less soccer as well. So.
Yeah.
There's not like group play or anything, it's just playoffs.
And in the interim, we will be maybe doing some short episodes in those intervening weeks, just on single topics like what is the National Women's Soccer League? How the US versus the rest of the world end their league's seasons, which we've alluded to, I think, because we've talked about our league versus like the English league, for example. And the recent updates to NWSL player agreements. That's interesting. We could probably also talk about the new professional women's soccer league that started. We might talk about
Oh my
retirements.
God, Martha. Oh, I just. So we're recording the day that Alex Morgan announced her retirement, and I am not well, as the children say. I am not well.
It's a legacy. It's, but also I'm like excited for her.
No, I am nothing but excited for her.
So it's a mix, but it's hard when like I feel like we're seeing a wave of people announcing their retirements. Kelly O'Hara.
Why are you doing this right now? I
Oh,
don't
I'm
need to cry
sorry.
at
I'm
night.
just okay, but maybe we'll talk about that when we are have felt our feelings. Those are the type of short episodes we might record in between.
Yeah, no, we're not guaranteeing anything like weekly, but couple of short episodes here and there just to fill in the gaps, and then we'll be on for the playoffs. And then we don't know what we're gonna do after that, but we'll see.
We'll
If
see.
you want us to cover anything specific or you have a plan for our future, you should always feel free to email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N as in NWSL, giggles2024@gmail.com. So yeah, we'll see you at some point in the future. But before we wrap up, Martha, if you had to pick today, the team who is going to win it all, not the Shield. Not, it is very obvious who's going to have the best record at the end of the season. So let's not talk about that because it's a waste of our time. But if you were going to pick, then it's not my team, just to be clear. Who is going to win it all at the end of the playoffs? Who's going to come away the champion in Kansas City? Because that's where the final is.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
It's
This is
nice. They have a new stadium. It's fine.
No, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna go out on a limb just because I like their logo. Bay FC.
Oh my goodness. That is such a limb. Martha.
I totally rock. So I'm gonna tell you a little backstory.
Yeah, I'm ready.
My mother picks winning teams based on how cute she thinks the mascot is.
I understand.
So I just saw like the Bay of C, like it's like a flying. Anyways, so I went with that.
I love it. I
Most likely I'm gonna be wrong, but
Who
who
knows?
knows?
That's the thing about playoffs, dude. Who knows? Oh man, I assumed you were gonna say Orlando. So now I don't wanna say Orlando. I also don't want to say Gotham, even though I think it's gonna be Gotham. Okay, so you say Bay. Yeah, I'll say the Spirit. Why not? I love DC.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was my more, if I had to choose a more logical but
I'm into it.
still choice, that would have been it. But I threw caution to the wind. Sure.
But I mean, like, look, if we're calling, you know how I like to pick if I'm like at a horse at a racetrack, I pick it based on color and jockey name. And like, then I would pick Gotham anyway because they're black and teal and their name is cool. So maybe I'm end up with Gotham. Do it for Kelly. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you at some point in the future on a topic TBD, but one of the ones that Martha mentioned or the other ones that you guys come up with. Send us an email.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.